Let's play with some toys, shall we? Why don't you show me yours and I'll show you mine? There's just a few things I'll want you to collect for me before we begin. One is a feather. Two, a blindfold or something you can cover your eyes with. Three, something that is meant to go into your butt. And any accompanying lube or cleanup supplies you like to have on hand to help with the mess after. And four, try not to be too scared by this one, a cable from a phone or anything else, really. This file involves pain within trance. Wouldn't it just be nice if we connected that a bit to pain in real life? It'll certainly be more effective. So, the most important thing you'll need is something to shove inside you. When I take you down into my world, inside your trance, guided by my words and irresistible control of you, I want to make sure you really feel it when I fuck you. And whether you think you're going to like it or not, you're going to like it. So pick a toy for me to shove inside you. You can just think of this as the warming up process. The stretching out to stretch you out so you can take this nice thick cock I have strapped to my hips right now. I bet you were a bit disappointed by the picture that goes with this file. A bit sad you don't get to see it attached to me. Inside of me, straps caressing the curve of my waist and reaching so intimately between my legs. It's nice and warm there, nice and hot. But that picture should draw your interest back for a moment, because that is my strap-on, that is my nice fake cock, and that is a nice big bit of black silicone that is shoved inside of me right now. And you will be taking the other half of it all the way inside you. So look close. Take a very thorough mental picture. When I shove it inside you, you won't be able to see it anymore. Just feel it. I've put it on. Right now while recording. I'm touching it right now. Stroking it. Thinking about how it is going to feel. The top of it touching and pressing into my clit as I slam into your ass. It's so big inside me. This double-ended dildo. I feel so full, and honestly, just sitting down makes it press. Well, the side you'll be taking in is bigger still. So take whatever toy you have and prepare it. And arrows are fun, so are butt plugs of all shapes and sizes. Just so long as it is something meant for your ass. While the idea of you explaining things to an x-ray tech amuses me, please don't be a dumbass. Stick to safe toys that will come out after I'm done fucking you. Just gather it all for now. I'll tell you when I want you to put it in. For this scene, I would also just love it if you had a blindfold. I'll be using mental bondage to keep you in place and, well, something over your eyes. Covering and blacking out everything else will help reinforce our fun. Anything will do, just wrapped over your eyes, so even when you open them, the stimulation of vision is taken from you. Holy fuck, I can feel this thing, like, throbbing in me. And maybe that's just me throbbing around it. A feather should be easy. And the cable? Well, you'll find out. Don't ask questions or bother wondering why. Just be a good boy and obey. Trust me to take care of you, even when I'm hurting you, using you, controlling you. Just gather everything together and, I'll give you a moment. I have quite the collection, and I do so love to bring my toys out, show them off, and, of course, play with them. Play with you. Now, just relax. We'll start slow. Start sweet. Will you be my sweet boy and do what I tell you? I just know you will be. So, let's get started. Since you've already gathered everything together, I guess we just need to prep you. I want you naked for me. See to it. All clothes off. Strip down until there is nothing touching your bare flesh but air. And just take it in. Close your eyes. Focus on how your body feels. The heaviness of mortal skin. In some ways, just having a body makes you feel held in. Restrained. But more on that later. For now, just pay attention to what your body notices and feels. Since you are naked, you might think there is not so much, but if you really focus, you will find so many interesting observations and experiences. Just quiet your mind and still your body. Notice the temperature. How the air feels as it dances against your skin. Notice the relaxing of your muscles as you breathe. If you concentrate, you can feel vibrations. The vibration of being alive. The thump of your heartbeat. Let your mind come in tune with your body. Embrace who you are. Let a calmness and a stillness fall over you in a shroud of peace. Notice how very easy it is to just listen. To just exist. To just be mine for a bit. You don't even need to be in trance yet. Following my commands is a space in itself, and all you have to do is listen and obey. And you will feel everything I tell you. Starting with the intangible, the air against your skin. Feel even the faintest of tendrils from the displacement of air breezing near your body. Like a little self, it touches and teases, and since your concentration is on it, these feelings grow stronger. Feelings always grow stronger when you concentrate on them. Let it happen. Feel it tingle. Starting in your hands, your wrists. The touches of the air just starting to tingle. To excite as if faintly humming with electricity as the sensation travels. Moving both slow and fast up your arm. It's as if the sensation comes in two parts, and one part is slow and steady as it rises and warms and moves up, while the other bit of sensations dances quick against your skin, a tingle of sensation not quite pleasure, though at a loss of how to categorize it, your mind may very well recognize it as such. A tingle of pleasure that travels to your upper arms, across your shoulders and up your neck, warming your cheeks just faintly, before clashing into your head with intense sensation that just makes your whole body tingle. Good boy. Does that help make you tingle? Perfect. Now you are in tune with your body, ready to truly appreciate and vividly capture sensations as I give them to you. Open your eyes. Next to you, there is a feather. Pick it up and now close your eyes. Find your center and open yourself up to the conscious acknowledgement of all you feel. Take that feather and tease it against your skin. Just your arm at first. Light and gentle. Just a tip. Running it so it just barely touches the little hairs on your arm. Focus on the sensation that this causes. With your eyes closed, save and store this feeling, so that any time a feather is mentioned, your mind has a precedent for this gentle and teasing sensation. Now take that feather and find your most sensitive spot. Come on, you don't have to be hypnotized to serve. Have you yet realized the loss of control itself is the true joy you receive from me? My dominance and your obedience, and we don't need to pretend it is all because I brainwash you. No, it's because you want it. You want to be a good boy, a good little slave slut. So just obey. Just brush this feather against all of your most sensitive spots. Tickling is truly just a mental state. You can't really tickle yourself, even given the exact same stimulation as someone else would. So tickle yourself now, and bank the feelings and know that they will be amplified until you are just squirming for me later. As you tickle with your eyes closed, I want you to think the word tickle. And for the next 20 seconds or so, I want you to run that feather over the most sensitive parts of your body, focusing intently on the feeling, while I say the word tickle in various forms. Really feel the connection between my words and the tickly sensations you feel. Now, obey.
Tickle.
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 Tickling.
Tickly.
Tickling.
Tickle.
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 Tickly.
Tickly.
Tickle.
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 Tickly.
Tickly.
Tickle.
Tickling.
Tickle.
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 Tickly.
Tickle. Tickle. Tickle.
Tickly.
Tickle.
Tickly.
Tickle.
Tickle.
Tickling.
Tickle.
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 Tickly.
Tickling.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Tickly,
tickly.
Goochie, goochie, goo. Yeah. Good boy. Such a sweet boy. Open your eyes and put down the feather. Next up is the whip. I mean cable. Which you will use to whip yourself. Don't be afraid, it's just going to be a little bit of pain. Not more than you can take, not this time anyway. You want to be a masochist. It's a wonderful thing. Pain is pleasure, and you like pleasure. Pleasure at its core is just a very intense sensation. And so is pain. And so it is so very understandable that in many people those wires cross, connect. And it all happens in your head, in which chemicals are released when exposed to certain stimuli. So it is just so very easy, with proper conditioning, for me to help your mind and body experience pain as pleasure, partial pleasure, as the sting of pain still resides, but you aren't a pussy, are you, my pet? You can take a little pain for me, can't you? I mean, real physical pain that will leave real marks. I love leaving marks. So sit up. Be my sweet boy and slave, and just focus on what I am about to say. For this file, and only for this file, while some remnants may reside inside your mind and carry over into others, I want this only to be so long as you enjoy it. When you hear me snap my fingers, you will feel my whip. And to properly condition you, you must feel the sting of the whip. So bend that cable in half and hold it in your dominant hand. Move your hand until it is holding a comfortable amount of loop. To find just the right length, practice and lightly snap the loop over your shoulder, opposite from the hand it's in, so it hits the top of your back. Once you have found a good length for this, do it again. Harder. Enough to just feel a bit of a sting. Right now you can keep it comfortable, barely if even painful at all. But in a moment, I am going to snap my fingers, and with each snap, you are going to whip your back. Eyes closed, careful with your concentration. Be very careful not to hit your face. If that is even a risk, you are doing it wrong. Your fist should be passing the side of your face with the cable coming down onto your back. And with each snap, you will strike. Hard enough to hurt, to sting, to let you really store this feeling, this sensation, to leave a bit of a physical reminder for later. Do not make yourself bleed or cause any irreparable harm. Just smack that cable into your back whenever I snap and know that I am whipping you with each snap. It's simple. Now, hit. Whip. Strike. Harder. Good boy, let those endorphins fill you. You can take it just a bit more. For me. Good boy. Good boy. Now stop. Relax. Release the cable from your grip. That's all. Store those sensations in your mind. These connotations, these connections I can draw out of you. A point of reference is always so useful, especially when it's recent. But I bet you were waiting for something else. Another physical sensation you are eager to feel. So I will give you a minute. I will just moan and say some dirty things while you take your time and start getting that ass of yours stretched out. Think of whatever you put in there as a smaller version of my fake cock. A little plug to prepare you so I can have a smooth ride without having to worry about you tightening up on me. Just lube it really, really good. You can keep your eyes open for this, just go easy, and there's no need to shove it in with no foreplay. Just tease around the entrance. Nice and lubed up. You can start with a finger if you're feeling dirty, or just start rubbing the toy around your hole. Rimming the entrance and getting it slick, wet. And I'll stroke my strap on. And I'll get myself nice and wet as well. Did you know when I stroke it, I can feel it reverberating through the silicone all the way to the part of it shoved inside my pussy? Even when I'm not clenching on it, I can still feel like it's vibrating deep inside of me. When I stroke, I like to go all the way up to hover around and tease the tip of the cock. And all the way down, so first my palm hits my clit, and then I circle my hand around the cock so I can use my thumb to tease on it. Play with my little button until I Can't stand anymore. Before going back up the shaft. Now don't get distracted. I want you penetrated. Pins on a nice thick cock connected to my body. Connected to inside my body. So just start pushing it inside you. Start pushing it in. Just a little bit inside. Prodding gently but insistent. Just a bit. Then giving in to your tight little asshole's resistance and coming back out. But it feels so good stretching you. Rubbing against the sensitive flesh of your entrance. Pushing in again, a bit more firm. Make that hole give way to me. Take it in for me. Good boy. Bringing it out just a bit. And thrusting in deeper. Good boy. Deeper. Deeper with each thrust. Less and less of it coming out. More and more of it going in. Deeper. Deeper. You can do it. All the way in until the thinnest part pops into place. And you feel full. Good boy. That will be staying there a while, so no need to focus on it just yet. Wipe your hands if you need to, and put your blindfold on. Lay back. I think we are ready to begin.